From a conversation with one superstar to speculation about another, what's going on with Pete Rose? One of baseball's greatest and grittiest all-time players has been banned from the game and from being considered for the Hall of Fame by the late baseball commissioner Bart Giamatti for betting on baseball when he was manager of the Cincinnati Reds. But in recent weeks, Mr. Hustle has been seen coming out of the offices of baseball commissioner Bud Selig. Now, will he cop a plea and be admitted back into baseball? Or will the commish cap the case and say welcome back anyway? Or will Pete Rose sue the game to get into the Hall of Fame? Sports pages bloom with scenarios. And anytime things bloom, we like to talk to Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator on Weekend Edition in Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Do you think there's a serious move here to reinstate Pete Rose?
Yeah, I think so. I think the fact that Bud Selig, who has always been four square against even considering it, is now saying he's thinking about it, means that it's likely to happen at some point. What do you think, Scott? Should we cue up a little Patsy Cline? I think all Pete has to do is say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, you know? I'm sorry.
There you go. Or maybe getting to the Hall of Fame means never having to say you're sorry.
Well, now there are people like you who think those two issues should be kept separate, right?
Yeah, I do. I mean, there's no doubt that Pete belongs in the Hall of Fame by any baseball standards. He was the spirit of the game for all those years he played. I vote for him every year.
Of course, the former commissioner, Faye Vincent, and for that matter, the son of Bart Giamatti, has said, look, this guy is a lowlife who violated the integrity of the game. He's got no business being in the Hall of Fame.
The question, it seems to me, is to make the punishment fit the crime. Paul Hornung bet on football, bet on his own team, which Pete never did, or at least nobody's ever proved that he did that. And he served a one-year suspension, Hornung did, and is now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Paul Hornung and Alex Karras admitted they bet, didn't
exactly.
they?
Yeah. Exactly. But is that the only difference? If Pete now admits it, do you then let him in? Is this lack of contrition the big thing? I think what got Selig's attention, Scott, is the double standards that's been applied here. Last year, they assembled as many members of the Big Red Machine as they could find, brought them out for the final game at Riverfront Stadium. Pete wasn't allowed in the ballpark. Next year, they're going to play the first game at the new Cincinnati ballpark, and Pete apparently won't be allowed to be there either. But when MasterCard, which is one of the game's biggest sponsors, said it wanted him at a celebration for the top 25 players of all time at the World Series 3 years ago, and for a tribute to the game's top 30 moments last year, there he was.
Yeah.
The fans were cheering louder for him than anybody else. Now, this is silly. If you're going to ban the man, ban him. You can't allow a sponsor to determine these things. And that's where Selig's problem is, I think.
Thanks very much.
Okay, Scott, good to be with you.
Ron Rappaport is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.